everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is January.
Hello everybody, this is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖了。
没错，这些英文原版书都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶。那大家赶紧去公众号抽奖吧，祝你们好运。
Nora, have you heard that a new variant of COVID-19 initially seen in the UK is 70% more contagious?
Yeah, that's crazy. 英国新冠病毒新变种啊，它的传染性增加了 70%, 感觉疫情的情势随着天气变寒又严峻了起来。那刚刚讲的这个单词 variant 就是指的变异变种的意思， contagious 就是指的传染性的，传染性增加呢就是 more contagious.
Yeah, it is clear that a new wave of infections has arrived.
是的，国内呢其实也要多加注意，不然疫情也有可能会变得更加严峻。
Yeah, but luckily the vaccines have shown to be very effective at preventing COVID-19 infection.
是的，还好呢我们现在已经研发了疫苗，希望不会再大规模的爆发疫情了。那 vaccine 就是表疫苗的意思，它还有一个动词就是 vaccinate，表接种，就是指的预防接种的意思。那打疫苗呢，我们就可以说 get vaccinated.
Yeah, getting vaccinated is one of the most important things you can do to keep yourself and your family healthy.
Right, 大家还是不要放松警惕，就还是要做好防疫的措施。Wear a mask whenever you're in public places and maintain social distancing at least 6 feet between guests.
没错，我们现在呢，确实还不能够掉以轻心。
不过 Jane, 你知道吗？虽然我们现在全球都受到了新冠疫情的影响非常严重啊，但是世界上呢，有一个人他却对新冠的爆发完全不知情。
Really? She doesn't even know there's a virus pandemic in the world? Does she not read the news at all?
Well, for all of her 72 years, she has lived in isolation, away from what most would call civilization.
Mm-hmm.
Away from technology, away from people, away from everything.
哇，远离文明，远离科技，远离人群，远离一切。It sounds unbelievable.
是的，有一些网友呢，就把她叫做世界上最孤独的女人。她的名字呢，叫做 Agafia Likova.
So, in today's podcast, we're going to talk about the loneliest woman in the world. 我们的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字，来领取我们的文字版笔记。So Nora, you have mentioned that Agafia has been living in isolation. So why did she choose to live this way?
Isolation 就是与世隔绝的意思。她选择在西伯利亚荒原中生活，其实是因为他们家族是当时仅存不多的信奉旧礼仪宗教的家族，跟大部分的俄罗斯人信仰的东正教有着强烈的冲突。
So they were persecuted?
Yeah, right. In 1936,They fled into the forest to escape the religious persecution of Russia.
哦，就是他们当时为了躲避宗教迫害，不得不跑到偏远的山区。
对
，persecution 就是迫害的意思，它的动词形式呢就是 persecute， 某人遭受了迫害，也就是 someone was persecuted.
Yeah.
Nora, 那他们当时逃到了多远的地方呢？
Well, they escaped to live in the mountains of the Siberian wilderness.160 miles away from the nearest human settlement.
哇，他们逃亡这一路一定非常的艰辛啊！他们逃到了人类居住地160英里外的西伯利亚荒原上。那么刚刚说到的 Siberian wilderness 就是指的西伯利亚荒原。在这里呢，我们需要注意荒原 wilderness 这个单词的发音。它虽然前面拼写是 W-I-L-D， 千万不要读成了 wilderness 啊，应该是 wilderness。Wilderness. 那么后面的 human settlement 指的就是人类的居住地。
对。
So I guess it was really hard to survive there under the extreme environment.
没错，那在那个地方呢，自然条件是非常艰苦的。极寒地区的荒原对于人类而言，虽然是地狱，但是呢，至少有一份安宁，不用逃跑。所以呢，他和他的家人一辈子就把那里当做了他的新的家园。So they stayed in the wilderness. Eventually, her family lost almost all contact with the outside world.
Contact 就是联系的意思。Lose contact with someone 就是与某人失去联系。Lose contact with the outside world 就是与外界断绝了联系往来。
Yeah, the first 25 years for the family were a constant struggle for survival. But 1961 was a particularly harsh year. 其实对于他和他的家人而言，在这里生活的每一天都很艰苦，但是在1961年那一年却格外的煎熬，因为那一年菜园里面的所有农作物都死了，连动物的痕迹都找不到。
So how did they survive?
Well, the family somehow survived on potatoes, roots, tree bark,and old shoes.
哇，是用这个土豆、树根、树皮，甚至是吃皮鞋来充饥。
Yeah.
真的是太艰难了。
And her mother, rather than see her children go hungry, chose starvation. 他们的母亲呢，为了让孩子生存下来，就把食物都留给了他们，而自己呢，是活活的被饿死的。
哇，这真的是太不容易了。
那在这种极端的条件下，人类的智力、毅力还有人性才显得更加的伟大。
确实是这样的。So what happened after?
In one occasion, their life was briefly interrupted. In the summer of 1978, a group of four geologists discovered the family by chance.
哦，之后他们就是被地质学家给偶然发现了。那他们当时交流有问题吗？
The scientists reported that she spoke a language that sounded akin to a slow, blurred cooing.
所以 Agafia 她当时说话是比较缓慢而且模糊的。Blurred 就是模糊不清的意思。A blurred cooing 就是那种模糊不清的咕噜声。
对，
我觉得这个应该是因为她太久没有跟人进行语言交流，所以她的语言能力就有退化。
Yeah, so they thought she was mentally disabled. 就当时有科学家都误以为她应该是智力有障碍。
Disabled 有残疾的意思， mentally disabled 指的就是精神不健全、有智力障碍的人。
但是后面啊，有学者们看见 Agafia 和他的哥哥姐姐们，他是熟练的去狩猎、烹饪，还有缝补衣服，才意识到他们那样说话，其实是因为语言能力退化了。而且你知道最有趣的是什么吗？ Her vocabulary expanded as she made further contact with the larger world.
她在跟外界有了了解接触之后呢，学会了很多的新词。我觉得这就说明她的学习能力其实是并没有完全退化的。
是的，而且由于他们之前一直生活在与世隔绝的世界里面40多年，他们从来都没有见过电视，也没有用过电，不知道二战，更不知道外面的世界发生着什么。
Yeah, that makes sense because they were isolated from the rest of the world for so long.
那之后呢，他被找到了之后，苏联政府还付钱让他去参观苏联一个月。During this time, she saw airplanes, horses, cars, and money for the first time.
所以他还是在现代生活中过过一段时间的。那他有没有想过从荒野中搬回到正常的人类居住地呢？
当时有政府尽最大的努力说服他不要再回到山里， but she refused to stay in the modern world.
我觉得可能对于他来说，荒野就是他真正的家。
Yeah, she may be the loneliest woman in the world.But her life is a story of perseverance and of the immeasurable capacity of the human spirit. 她或许呢是这个世界上最孤独的女人，但是她的整个一生就是关于意志、求生欲和精神力量的传奇。
是的，那今天的节目呢就到这里了，笔记也为大家整理好了。最后再告诉大家一个好消息，最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家。同时还有一个专属的学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师在群里带着大家一起学习7天。
这个活动呢非常适合想要真正提高英语水平的同学，那我们的限量名额是200个，所以想要报名免费体验的就赶紧去微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。 That's all for today's podcast. This is Nora. Thanks for listening.
This is Jen. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。